Welcome to Holistic Vision. This podcast is here to remind you that you are stronger, wiser, and more resilient than you give yourself credit for, and to empower you to take the daily action that moves you closer to your goals for health and wellness. Now, get ready to see yourself in a holistically different way. So, here we are. I hope you had a happy and healthy holiday season and you had a little time to rest afterwards, because we are screaming right into this new year. And I know that many of you are jumping right into your resolutions and you're hitting your health and wellness goals really fast and hard. And I hope it's bringing you all the results that you want. You're feeling positive about your progress. And I hope it brings you a lifetime of health and happiness, and it's worth the time and the effort that you're putting into it. I really do. However, I have been in this health and wellness industry for going on 15 years now, and I've seen many, many people struggle with this hard and fast approach in the long run. And that's mainly because they haven't taken the time to look at themselves in a holistic way, to look at their lives in a holistic way, and really come to terms with what they have the capacity to do at this moment in their lives. And that's where I really want to take you, is really to give you an opportunity to look at this moment in your life and be honest about where you're at and your capacity for change. And it's what I call, it's the first step in what I call a positive start. And that positive start, the three main components of that positive start are honesty, compassion, and patience. And we're going to focus on honesty today. And again, it's really being honest about your current capacity for change. Not what you hope for yourself and what you would like to see of yourself, but really being truthful about all the demands that you have outside of yourself and the demands that you put on yourself, and really exploring that. So, I want you to think about these questions. Write them down if you have a chance. If you don't have the chance right now, then you can do it later. But there's these questions. There's four questions. One, how has my life changed in the last 2 to 3 years? And we'll go over these here in a minute. Number two, what external demands do I have of my time and energy? Three, what do I internally demand of myself? And if you're doing something already, does what I am doing now fit easily into the rest of my life? And if you haven't started yet, you can think of it in the way that does what I'm planning to do fit easily into the rest of my life? Because it really is about here and now. And we have to start here and now. It's not about what you did 5 years ago or how that went. It's about who you are right now, what your life looks like, and what you have the capacity to do. And that word capacity, it can be a little tricky. We all have a sense of what it means, but what does it mean in our, as far as our ability to accomplish our health and wellness goals? So I want you to think of it this way. I want you to think of it as a sealed tank. And all of the stresses that you have in life, all of the demands, all of those things kind of go into that tank. They flow right into that tank. And that tank has a certain capacity, has a certain level that it can get to. So it's a sealed tank. It can only go so far until it reaches the top. And so for most of us, we're pretty far up there, right? With all the things that we have demand of ourselves, whether it's family, friends, work, social things, you know, whatever it is that we perceive as demands of our time. And we don't have to change any of those things. And in fact, at the beginning, you don't want to try to change any of those things, because that's your life. And if that's working for you, keep doing it. So let's get back to our questions. The first one is, how has my life changed in the last 2 to 3 years? And this is really important because inevitably we tend to compare ourselves to our past, to who we were, what we accomplished, and how we did things in the past. And I want you to remember that what you did in the past was in context of the past and your those circumstances at that time, and may not reflect, and in fact may have nothing to do or look nothing like your current circumstances and what's going on with your life right now. So for example, if 2 years ago you were single or just getting into a relationship and you had a lot of free time, you had a lot of extra time for yourself, and then maybe over the last couple of years, 2 to 3 years, you've had kids. And we all know that that's a big chunk of your time, right? Or maybe you started a new job that has a lot more demands on it. Maybe you've gotten into some social circles. There's a whole host of things that may be different. Maybe you've had some illnesses or injuries over those last 2 to 3 years. So you want to be really considerate and really understand how your life has changed, especially when you have those thoughts of, okay, well, I was able to do this then, and I was able to accomplish that at that time. Why can't I do it now? If you're getting down on yourself, just remember that you're not a different person. I always maintain that. You're always the same person, but your circumstances are different. And that's important to look at. And so then number two, we're delving a little deeper there. Now we're taking a look at the here and now. So what external demands do you have of your time and energy? So that's when you think about your kids, about maybe your spouse, about your work life, about any other people or obligations that you've committed yourself to, which are great. It's great to have obligations. It's great to have people outside of yourself that even you can say depend on you, because that feels good, right? And as long as it feels good, keep doing it, right? Keep doing it. So we're taking that really honest look at those things that involve other people, especially, and those demands on our time that we can't necessarily change very easily. And so now we're going to take a look at some of those things. We'll start to take a look at some of the things that we're maybe more in power of and in control of. And that is our internal world. And I know that there's challenges there changing internally, but that's where our power is. It's where your power lies, is within yourself, right? And so you want to look at honestly. Remember, we're thinking about honesty. What do I internally demand of myself? And whatever word comes to mind, do you demand perfection? Do you demand loyalty? Do you demand whatever it is, whatever word you want to put on it? It creates a picture of expectations that you have of yourself for anything that you commit your time and energy to. And perhaps some of those things you can start to adjust. And that's okay. You are well within your power to do that. And I really believe that because I believe in you. I want you to always remember that. So now that you've taken that time to take this holistic journey, this look at yourself, this honest look at what your life looks like right now, both externally and a little bit internally, now we're looking at that last question. We're looking at, does what I'm doing or what I'm planning to do easily fit into the rest of my life? So you're taking that picture of yourself, that holistic picture, and you're thinking about what else can I bring into that that's not going to totally throw the whole thing out of whack, right? Because if we're being really honest, change is hard and it's uncomfortable. And so if we try to change too many things all at once, then that's when things get really challenging and they become unsustainable. So instead of trying to change the things that are already working and that are already moving in our lives, then it's really just about introducing new ideas, new approaches to the way we're already doing things, making decisions differently regarding food and movement, and bringing those things into our lives that fit and that have minimal disruption, especially at the beginning. Can you remember, we are at the very beginning here, and we have a lot more to discuss regarding compassion, regarding patience, and setting that plan of action for yourself and making that complete commitment to your holistic health. So we'll wrap things up for this episode. Next time, I'm going to talk a lot more about compassion and how compassion really is the cornerstone for bringing you to the here and now and rooting you in your present life. So for now, take good care of yourself. And remember, I believe in you.